Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to say a few words this morning about our old friend, the present moment. A good friend of mine once said that if you want to see the perfect example of someone living fully in the present moment, just watch Carl eating mint chip ice cream. Probably the most present I can be. So, you know, our practice points us over and over again to just this moment right here. And in the Bhaddhekaruta Sutra, it states, do not pursue the past. Do not lose yourself in the future, because the future has not yet come. So looking deeply at life as it is, in the very here and now, the practitioner dwells in stability and freedom. Alan Watts once noted that normally we do not so much look at things as overlook them. And one of the great values of our practice is that it teaches us not to overlook things, not to be distracted. So we're to be fully present in each moment, and by doing so, we come to appreciate the richness of our lives. Because that's what life is really all about. And if we lose touch with this moment, then we are compromising our lives. We lose the vibrancy, the richness, the aliveness of our lives. But that's only part of the story. Because being present to each moment is not enough. It's not enough. It's equally important to become aware of the way in which we perceive each moment, how we receive each moment. And this is crucial because it is our perceptions, which are based on our ideas and beliefs, that affect how we experience this present moment. And this means that the truth of each moment is seen through our mind's eyes. Right? It's seen through our mind's eye. So there's the present, which presents itself unobstructed. Then the other part of this is the relationship we have with the present moment and with what we make of it in our minds. So the implication of this is profound. If we want to have a happy life, we shouldn't look for it outside of ourselves, waiting, hoping for some new moment to bring us happiness. We must see that the universe functions and life unfolds without intention. We must see that the universe functions and life unfolds without intention. And Basho wrote this little poem, I guess it's a haiku. Doing nothing, sitting quietly, spring comes and the grass grows by itself. That's life appearing without a story yet attached to it. Sitting quietly, doing nothing. Spring comes, and the grass grows by itself. So how do we interact with that moment? Are we just open to receive it, or do we attach a story to it? Do we attach a story to how life unfolds? And it's important to know the difference. It's important to know that there is just life unfolding. And then there is what we tell ourselves about that unfolding. So our lives don't single anyone out to be happy or unhappy. Neither happiness or unhappiness is contained in any given moment or set of circumstances. Instead, happiness is determined by our perception of the set of circumstances which are presenting themselves in any given moment. So I'm driving to work, and a guy in the slow lane pulls into my lane without signaling and at a speed about 20 miles an hour slower than I'm driving. And in reaction to this present moment, my face heats up. I grip the wheel tighter. I begin to feel angry and impatient, start having thoughts of how inconsiderate this guy is. Start taking his actions personally. Inconsiderate bastard, if you pardon the language. Needless to say, I'm not happy, and he's the blame. something outside of myself is the blame, not the story that I'm telling myself about what just happened. So now another way to look at this is that if I've made such moments a part of my practice, that is to work with anger when it arises, and to not let the experience of anger cause me to fall into a place of separation. That bastard. Now I'm separate from him. He's somebody other than myself. So if we don't do that, if we don't fall into a place of separation, the moment becomes an opportunity. It's an opportunity to go deeper into our lives, into this present moment, and to take responsibility for my reactions, and to learn how to love someone who has aggrieved me. I don't close my heart. In each moment, the facts of that moment are the same. Spring comes and the grass grows, but my perceptions will determine how I experience that. Can I just be present to the grass growing without attributing meaning to it, one way or the other? And if I do that, if I just bear witness to that moment, I just be present to that with mind that is still, that is the beauty of life. You've heard this story before, but there is a story of this renowned samurai who encounters a Zen master, and he demands that the Zen master say, what's the difference between heaven and hell? He's got a big sword. What's the difference between heaven and hell? And the master remains silent. So the samurai raises this sword over his head, and he demands that the master say a few words. And the master points to the raised sword, and he says, that's hell. And then he leans forward, exposes his neck to be beheaded. And the samurai is so taken by the master's fearlessness and open-heartedness, he puts down his sword. And at this, the master says, and that is heaven. So each new moment is what we allow it to be. And as I've said so many times, it's a Dharma gate. It's presenting itself to teach us something. If we are open to it, if we are open to accept it exactly as it is, it may be an opportunity to practice patience or kindness. It may present the opportunity to let go of something to which we are clinging, or to learn something new about our lives. So the present moment offers an endless amount of possibilities. And those possibilities come as an interaction of ourselves and what's presented by our perceptions. And if we see this clearly, we are no longer victims of our lives. We become empowered and free to create a life of joy and happiness. It's a partnership with life, ourselves and life as it presents itself. Thich Nhat Hanh teaches, if you really know how to live, what better way to start the day than with a smile? Smiling helps you approach the day with gentleness and understanding. Smile with your whole being. Live in the present moment with your whole being. Thank you.